Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We are joined this morning by Bryony Moore, who is a leadership and management trainer at Gerald Training, and also by Stephanie Wallace, who's head of sales at Gerald Training here in Cambridge. They're joining us this morning to talk about how we can help to get more women into positions of leadership. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Bryony and Stephanie.
It's our pleasure. Great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Very welcome. It's great that you're here. Now, a shocking statistic here. Only 2% of businesses in Cambridge are female-led, which I find quite stunning. Why do you think this is the case?
Well, I think if we look at a wider context for a moment, we zoom out almost. Globally, women are holding just 24% of senior leadership positions in all industries. And actually, if we look at the UK, women hold just third of the top jobs in the UK. So actually, it's not just a shocking statistic for one county. Actually, what we're looking at is something that we can change systemically across the globe.
Do you think that women just aren't going after management roles? Or do you think they are going after them, but maybe just not as successful in getting them?
I think that's a really interesting question, because there's not just one simple answer here. And it's why it's so important that we're having these amazing conversations right now, because there's such a number of factors that can play a part in this. Of course, there are like leadership perceptions. So there are certain leadership styles that are traditionally associated with more of a masculine approach. And this could create more of a bias against women who maybe display a different type of leadership approach. But actually, what we're finding is more of a centered and balanced leadership approach with that femininity and masculine energy actually is building businesses and creating profit in a brand new way, because it's being more innovative. We're pulling on lots of different perspectives, experiences, skill sets. And, you know, there's a real place for women in leadership. So it's really fantastic that actually we're having these conversations, like I say, because we're actually bringing something to the forefront. And when we start to bring awareness to something, we start to speak about it, that's when the real change can happen.
Are some industries more impacted than others by this lack of women going after or getting senior roles?
Yeah, there are certain industries have kind of characteristics or like the culture or societal norms that do have more of an underrepresentation for women in senior positions. You know, tech, medicine, finance, they're three of the top industries with less female representation. But change does take time. And so we're now seeing this influx of really incredible women paving the way for others. You know, in Cambridge, you know, Darktrace is a fantastic cybersecurity company, global company, and it's founded and led by someone from Cambridge. We're seeing in AstraZeneca, a fantastic medicine industry, and we're seeing a female leader here who's really passionate about women in leadership. So we are seeing that wave of change starting to come through, which is fantastic.
And this is a question for Stephanie, who's head of sales at Gerald Training. When you're dealing with female managers, do you see a difference in the way they approach things to that of men? I know that's a very generic question, and of course everybody's slightly different, but do you think they approach things in a different way? And do you think that women support other women when they get into management roles?
Well, I think, yeah, there's absolutely differences between the way women represent themselves and the way they approach their leadership challenges and their roles. But I think, as Bryony's alluded to, that the awareness of self and the development of self can actually really, really help women to help other women to sort of follow on in their footsteps. And I think we do see it. We do see women encouraging other women, but it needs to be broader than that, because, you know, there's such a small percentage of women who are holding these roles that there's actually not that many of them to be good role models for other people coming through. So we need men to be advocates for women to be in leadership positions, just the same as women supporting each other as well.
And do you find that more men are advocating for women these days? Do you think younger men are more supportive of women, or do you think it's across the board?
I think generally, yes, we're seeing it more in the younger generations. I think there's quite a shift. I think older generations, there's still stereotypes, isn't there? They still hold some of the stereotypes that they've had throughout their careers. And I think you do still see that. I think many want to change or want to develop, is probably a better way of putting it, but they don't necessarily know how to in some cases. And I think that's still quite obvious. And that's a lot of the work that we do around leadership and management across the whole, sort of our training suite at Jarrell Training. We do very much try to get people to understand how they themselves present and how that can affect change for others as well.
And that leads on beautifully to my next question. What can we do to encourage women to go after leadership roles, Bryony?
So I think addressing that imbalance so that we can promote more women into senior leadership is so important. And so actually, whether you're a female or you're a male, becoming an ally to lead that change is going to be super important. So opening up the opportunity and the investment into mentorship, coaching, training, sponsorship, so that women can really get that guidance, support, and the advocacy of developing their skills and the advancement of their career. Having CPD that is actually catered to the specific challenges that women can face in the workplace is so, so important, because we can't pretend that it's the same. You know, there are other things, other challenges that women may face, whether it's you may choose to have a career break, or it's certain areas that actually are more gender specific. Actually, if we can really look at developing these areas, then we're going to create this amazing inclusive work culture that is just going to become a real balanced leadership. And therefore, businesses are going to become even more innovative and creative, because we're seeing a real wide range of skill sets coming into the business.
And you talked about psychometric tools. How can these help?
Well, psychometric tools are such a vital puzzle piece, because we want to encourage leaders who are really clear on their values and vision, as well as the business's values and visions. But the more we get to know ourselves, our traits, our characteristics, our strengths, what we're really good at, the more that any person, this isn't just women in leadership, any person, any human being who really understands themselves in a greater way is going to be able to have the mindset to have a sustainable leadership career, but also is going to be able to effectively communicate with their team. And when you can effectively communicate with your team, you're going to get more out of them. They're going to really be able to really like enhance their potential. And when we do that, the results are just going to be exponential.
And that's kind of understanding what your characteristics are and the characteristics of other people using, I think it's insights that you use, isn't it? I know that we're using that in my workplace. And I haven't actually done it yet, so I'm interested to see what that result will be. But yes, using these tools, I think, can make it very interesting and sort of make you think twice about how you relate to other people and how they operate, how you operate. It's a really good two-way thing.
It is. I mean, many people who come on our Insights Discovery training, they get their evaluator tool and then they receive their profile and they're blown away about the accuracy of what they're seeing in front of them in the strengths. But also what's amazing is actually areas to develop. So it's not just a tool going, you're amazing at these things. But what it actually is also a working document that you can take through your entire career. So you can then use it to help support your CV. If you're going into an interview, as you go step up into these senior leadership roles, you can use your psychometric tool to give you that extra fuel and that extra competitive edge to go, this is what I'm coming into the table with, and this is what I want to develop. Give me that role, which is really fantastic.
Do you know what? I think we could do that in real life as well, actually. I think within families, it would be really good to run that tool as well. So we can all start to relate to each other a lot better rather than just the workplace. Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Bryony Moore and Stephanie Wallace from Jarrell Training. That's been really interesting and giving us an idea into what you do, how we can get more women into the workplace. That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.